Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We're efforting P.K. Subban. He is shooting, they said. We don't know if it's pucks or pictures, but we'll catch up with P.K. next week.
I bet it's a new commercial. I've seen his commercials.
Maybe he's
everywhere.
Shooting pucks and pictures. We'll see. This guy, though, he checks in. Drew Maddox. Now, he's a trick shooter. When's the last time you shot a trick shot? Are you on top of a building, or have you climbed a tree or used a big catapult? Why not a catapult or like a giant slingshot type thing?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I hope y'all are having a great day in Nashville. Mickey, my last one that I posted was 2 weeks ago when we traveled over to Cameron Indoor Stadium for the Duke game.
And you just shot a jumper on that floor. I saw that.
Yeah, so we just did there's too much mystique. I didn't want to add too much trickery into that arena. So we just stayed traditional, just made a three-point shot. And then posted the outcome of that. So it took only one take that day, and I made the first one, fortunately.
Drew Maddox, our guest, brought to you by Lance Drury Law. We talk basketball with Drew a couple times a week. Man, this town's buzzing over that Belmont win, and I know Dan Walken has apparently got a bug up his butt about it, you know, not saying it was part of the tournament, but it was part of the tournament, and they won the game, and now they keep playing. But, man, that's so exciting. I'm so excited for Rick Byrd and Scott Corley and everybody over there.
No, absolutely, Mickey. And as we said, you know, going into the game on Tuesday night, it was a landmark day for the Ohio Valley Conference and for Belmont University. I mean, it was just terrific to get into the field and for them in their eighth appearance to get a victory over Temple. And here's the interesting thing, Mickey, to me, and I think Rick Byrd even admitted this after the game, they didn't even play their best game. They didn't play a clean game. He wasn't really, you know, necessarily pleased with how they played. Their leading scorer, Dylan Windler, only 5 points on only 7 shots. So I think they even have better basketball to play. And I think tomorrow, yes, everybody's making a lot of the quick turnaround, the late night flight, you know, all of those kind of things. Are they going to have tired legs? I think Belmont's even going to play a better game and a cleaner game. And now the anxiety and the nerves are out. I think Belmont will play a fantastic game tomorrow at 2:00.
That was something that we discussed earlier, because if somebody said to you, Drew, and you know Belmont and you know basketball, and somebody goes, hey, man, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but let me give you this, and then you tell me what you think happened. Belmont played a basketball game in a tournament setting, and Dylan Windler went 2 for 7. Now you tell me what you think happened, and what would you say?
But you would say Belmont lost by double figures.
That's exactly. Yes.
No doubt. I mean, I think when you look at their box score, even Mickey, last night, I was looking in Charlotte after that game, after visiting with the Hornets brass, as we watched the Hornets play the Sixers, and we were watching in a suite watching the game last night. But and think about this. I mean, this is a Belmont team that is the second leading scoring team in the country behind Gonzaga, and they only had 2 players in double figures. Now, those 2 players were huge. I thought Nick Nowitzki obviously making a lot of him, but Kevin McLean is a stone cold killer. I mean, I've really been on his game, high on his game for a long, long time. Last night, he picked a great night to have his absolute best offensive game with 29 points and made big shot after big shot when they needed it.
Isn't that amazing, though, when you see Dylan Windler, who's having trouble throwing it in the ocean. So he goes and gets, he doesn't sulk. He just finds another way to contribute. He gets 14 rebounds. Then you have McLean, who just goes and has one of those games for the ages when it absolutely matters the most. I love both of their performances.
No, and that's what you want out of your seniors. You
right.
know, those are the leaders of your program. And Mickey, we have an old adage at our place that we like to tell our guys is, you know, what are you going to continue to do well when what you do well isn't going well? And so what I mean by that is Dylan Windler, you know, known for his scoring, known for his ability to score in a variety of ways, he still figured out ways to play well in that game when his shooting was not going well. 14 rebounds is a monster effort. Belmont still got out-rebounded by 6, but he had big rebound after big rebound, rebounding out of his area when nobody else could have secured that rebound for them. And I thought the other interesting thing with him, he led the team in steals last night. He had 3 steals. So you look at a guy that was struggling on the offensive end, did not pout or sulk, played great sound defense, and rebounded the ball for his team. Those were winning plays by a senior last night.
Drew Maddox, our guest, brought to you by Lance Drury Law.
Belmont obviously not playing their best ball, and now on a short turnaround, a 2 a.m. flight, they get Maryland. When you look at Maryland, obviously they don't like dealing with tempo. They struggled a little bit in their tournament. What do you think about this matchup from a standpoint of Belmont being able to push that tempo and attack Maryland?
Yeah, I think you hit it, Dawn. I think that's a great point. And I was trading texts with my former teammate, James Strong, who's on the staff, and Brian Ayers, one of my former coaches, today. And we were on a group thread talking about this game and really looking ahead at the scout of Maryland. And I had watched them a couple of times coming down the stretch, losers of their last 3 of their last 4 games. This is a team that has a big front court. They have 6 freshmen that play key minutes. This is a young and youthful team, and a team that, when things aren't going well, appear to me to get extremely frustrated and go in the tank. So if Belmont gets up early or figures out a way to go on a run here early and throw that first punch, I think Maryland is a team that would cave really, really early. Now, here's going to be the deal tomorrow. Can Belmont keep Fernando and Smith off the glass, and can they keep Cowan out of the paint? Can they eliminate his penetration and turn him into a jump shot shooter? If they do that and they keep and control the paint on the defensive end off the glass and off penetration, I think Belmont does go on to win this basketball game, regardless of really what, you know, Vegas is saying in terms of who the favorite is.
Talk a little bit about the rest of the tournament here. A lot of the eyes and the talk on a boot on a Kentucky player, Kyle Tucker with The Athletic, who is at Kentucky's basketball open practice earlier, said PJ Washington was not there, not back from his last precautionary trip to the doctor. They have worked Keldon Johnson at the 4 the last couple of days. He was with the guards at practice today. What could be the ramifications of a missing PJ Washington, and who knows what's going on with Kentucky?
Well, I think that would be key if he does not play. Now, I think they would be, you know, good enough to beat Abilene Christian, clearly, though, and I think they would be okay. But that next matchup really is an intriguing one when you look at whether Wofford or Seton Hall, which looks like a coin flip on that game, who could win that basketball game, you know, if they have to play one of those teams in the second round. And remember, this is a Seton Hall team that had already beaten Kentucky in New York earlier this year. So this is a team that would not be fearful of them if they're able to, quote, end quote, upset, you know, the Wofford Terriers tomorrow. So, you know, it's interesting because when I watched Kentucky the last 3 days down at the arena, and I watched them really close, I was sitting down at the court level, watching their dynamic, watching their court, you know, watching their interactions. This seemed to be a team to me that was not all that well connected, but they have supreme talent. That's why I picked them to win the tournament. Now, if PJ Washington is not going to play, can I go ahead and take a mulligan swing on that and re-pick my champion? Because he's playing as good at basketball as anybody in the country from the front court position. So he needs to be in that lineup for Kentucky to be any good, you know, this weekend.
Drew, on the way out, play starts tomorrow at about 11 o'clock in the morning. This first round games, give us maybe a matchup or a couple of matchups where you think we could see a big upset.
Yeah, and I think a big upset would be like a double-digit seed. I think if you look around the brackets, the 8-9 matchups are all kind of a coin flip.
Sure.
I think the game that I circle, Mickey, is just an intriguing storyline around LSU and Yale. I just can't help but keep going back to that game. You know, how will LSU, what will be their mindset? What will they look like as they go into this game? And, you know, I saw somebody post this the other day. This is a game between the battle of the payments. You know, the so-called recruits that were paid and then the recruits that paid the institution to get to come and play basketball.
Wow.
So I think it's going to be interesting. I think the other storyline that, is going to be interesting to watch is, obviously, Richard Pitino going against Louisville with his Minnesota team.
That's the first game of the tournament.
Yep. Around
you think
that.
His dad's there?
Say what?
I said, you think his dad's there?
Oh, I don't know. You know, he's overseas coaching and having a great season right now. So I bet he won't show his face in the arena tomorrow.
That's probably smart. He can watch it online or on his phone like the rest of us. Drew, great stuff, man. It is a fun time of year, and we look forward to getting with you early next week to talk about all that we get to see over the next few days.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. It's the best 2 days of the year. It really should be a national holiday. I can't wait.
I agree. Drew Maddox, our guest. Love talking with him.
Thanks,
brought
Drew.
To you by Lance Drury Law. When we come back,